Sherlock Holmes and the Runestone Mystery by Larry Millette.
Larson, who appeared to be in the same reeling condition as Holmes, responded with a toast of his own.
To you, sir, to you. Why, I thought we'd be wiping you off the floor by now. But for a skinny English dog, you're a fine drinking man, a fine man.
Two more shots soon went down, by which time Holmes, weak and unsteady on his feet, seemed to be holding himself up at the bar by sheer force of will. His head, meanwhile, bobbed around like a balloon atop his long neck, and I could only imagine the befogged state of his magnificent intellect. And then, to my utter dismay, I heard Sherlock Holmes giggle, a sound so inconceivable that I now believed he had lost complete control of himself. Holmes's bizarre giggling proved contagious, and soon Larson was laughing uncontrollably at nothing in particular. When his insipid laughter finally subsided, Larson put one arm over Holmes's shoulder and began singing at the top of his lungs in Swedish.
Hail and go, chunk hum, father Allen, Allen lay. Hail and go, chunk hum, father Allen lay.
This impromptu aria was accompanied by lascivious gestures.
Hail and go. Hey!
Which suggested to me that the song was not of the kind suitable for the ears of women and children.
Chunk hum, father Allen lay.
Holmes soon joined in the song.
Hey, long go, chunk hum, father Allen, Allen lay. Hey, long go, chunk hum, father Allen lay.
And the spectacle presented by the two men was so painfully absurd that I begged Rafferty to put a stop to it. No, doctor, he whispered. Would not be right to deny a gentleman his pleasure, even if he is Sherlock Holmes.
Chunk up, father Allen lay.